55-year-old R.K. Garg and his wife are shopping for gold earrings at the Gold Souk Mall in Gurgaon, close to New Delhi. Prices are up by 25% since he bought gold jewellery for his daughter's wedding last year, but he says he has no choice except to buy another piece.
On the first anniversary, we have to give some gift to her, na?
A centuries-old tradition of gifting gold at marriages and other occasions and buying it during festivals is keeping the gold market buoyant in India, although prices are hovering around $1,340 an ounce, an all-time high. The economic recession and a drought had led to a sharp fall in demand last year, but those memories have faded as the Indian economy grows briskly once again and good rains this monsoon season boost farm incomes. As the main festival and wedding season gets underway, jewelers are getting ready with new designs and attractive offers to lure customers. Rajinder Bhola's jewelry shop at the Gold Souk is buzzing with customers. He says he sees fewer casual customers walk in to buy pieces of jewelry, probably due to the high prices. But Bhola says demand for jewelry to be presented at weddings remains consistent. And in a country where two-thirds of the billion-plus population is under 35, the number of marriages is on the rise.
The growing population and then the weddings and then very basic needs like all women in India wear chain and ring and bangles. These are the primary things which people have to buy.
It is not just the cultural affinity with gold that continues to fuel demand. In Mumbai, Associate Director at the World Gold Council, Keyur Shah, says the massive jump in prices in recent years has only reinforced the centuries-old belief that gold is a time-tested asset.
Indian consumers, I think they're not afraid of the price level. In fact, it reiterates the confidence if the prices consistently go up on gold. And, you know, they always think, oh, they made a wise decision to buy gold, say, 2 years back and wish they had bought more.
Belief that gold is a good investment is also spurring the sales of gold coins and gold bars. And it is not just prosperous urban centers where gold is selling. Demand is also high in rural areas where other investment options such as banks and stocks are limited. Rural areas account for nearly two-thirds of gold purchases in the country. A report by the World Gold Council says India and China are set to be the driving force behind gold demand. The World Gold Council shares its prosperity is driving demand in these countries.
Currently, if you look at, you know, retail demand globally, you'll see the consumption in India, China is on the rise, and it's mainly due to this rising income of the middle class.
This includes people like Soumya Misra, who will be getting married in January. She's going around jewelry shops to decide what she would like to pick up. The bride-to-be is not worrying about prices, but what pieces she wants.
If marriages are happening, people are buying gold, irrespective of prices. So I think till the time marriages continue in the same spirit in India, the purchase of gold is going to be high.
That is what jewelers across the country are hoping will happen, helping them pull in good profits. The sale of gold in India is highest from October onwards when India celebrates the main Hindu festivals of Dussehra and Diwali. The coming months are also considered auspicious time for marriages. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.